Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
I cede the floor to the senator from Alabama, one Marshall Harris, who has a public service announcement.
All-star voting has begun. It began on June 4th. It closes at 11 a.m. Central Time on July 2nd. That means you have roughly 3 weeks to get it together, Cubs fans.
If you vote for him, he will make sure that you and your family will have a very good years. But if you do not vote for him, you will be sorry.
It's called a dedicated fan base is what it's called.
Dedicated fan base.
So like if you're more than just, I'm going to go grab some beers in Wrigleyville. If you're more than that level of a Cubs fan, vote again, 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 and the fifth time again.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
You can make up as many emails as you want. Go to gmail.com and just create, add another account, add another account, add another account, add another account, add another account. Get that thing up to 5 accounts, and then you can vote 25 times a day, because I know my times table.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Maybe you'll build somebody a cake or something. We broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we are live from Gallagher Way until 12:45. We are getting you ready for Game 2 of the Cubs and Pirates with Pittsburgh ace Paul Skeens on the mound going up against Cade Horton. And coming up, we'll be joined by Markey Sports Network play-by-play announcer Boog Shabby at 10:25 and Cubs President of Business Operations Crane Kenny in the noon hour. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Our producers today are Ray Diaz, Sean Sears, and Brandon Fryer. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell are our video producers. And we are hanging out, Marshall, on a Game 2 day where, again, we are wondering what's going to happen with the Cubs facing Paul Skeens, somebody they faced and beat already this season. Cubs end up getting the win last night, thanks to four hits in the game from both teams, but at least they were able to eke this one out thanks to the long ball. And we saw an interesting development happen in the ninth inning.
Interesting is the least way to call it. I thought it was scintillating. I thought, okay, we got some drama going. But then I looked at the lineup and I was like, oh, this actually makes sense because Daniel Palencia is facing the best hitters in the Pirates lineup. And he's holding Ryan Pressly to face the lesser in the ninth. And also continuing to build up Ryan Pressly's confidence as a guy who, of course, gave up a lot of runs in one outing and has been reeling ever since. Except for he hasn't been reeling ever since. He hasn't given up a run since then. That's now what, 14 straight scoreless appearances by Ryan Pressly. He looks like a guy who's ready to return to high leverage duty. How do I know that? Because Craig Council put him in a high leverage situation, a save situation last night in a one-run game, and he got the job done. Was he blowing people away? Absolutely not. Was he inducing groundouts? Absolutely yes.
Yes, and that was something that we were all paying attention to on our group thread earlier, was that we noticed that Daniel Palencia came on in the eighth, and that's when we were all interested, because knowing it was a run one ball game at that point, we said to ourselves, oh, so Palencia's in the eighth. And I knew, based on really what Craig Council said on Tuesday with the afternoon show, like if you go back to what Council said on Tuesday about Ryan Pressly and what he had done, especially since the outing against the Giants. That one, of course, catastrophic. Gave up 9 runs, 8 of them earned, 5 hits, 1 walk. But we knew there was going to be a role change after that, like you mentioned. Scoreless since then. He's been placed in lesser leverage situations since then. And I think it was only a matter of time. You saw him start to creep back in. You know, the careful easing back in, kind of like tempering eggs or something, slowly cooking.
It was like Michael Keaton's character and the other guys, you know, so I creep. Yeah, you know, that's what happened. I mean, TLC had nothing on Ryan Pressly and his ability to go from a guy who got shelled in one game, was put in super low leverage, we're down by 5 or 6 runs in games, and then slowly, okay, the game's a little tighter, we're going to use Pressly later and later and later and later, and we creep. And we've crept all the way to this moment where now Pressly, I don't think he's ready for prime time in that he's not their best arm. And when Porter Hodge comes back, he's not going to be their second best arm. You could argue he's not their third or fourth best arm. Maybe he's their fifth best arm. Because even though he got the 3 outs last night, let's look at the facts.
Right.
He only threw 6 pitches.
Right.
5 of them were for strikes. That's good. None of them were swing or miss. He had a couple of foul offs. I don't want to get to the situation where Craig Council uses this as an excuse to put him in situations where Daniel Palencia or Brad Keller or Porter Hodge or someone else should be used.
Right, and I don't necessarily think that's going to happen with Craig Council just because of how he's been deployed so far. The original plan was Ryan Pressly throws the 9th. I'm pretty sure that's why he allowed the trade to happen to begin with, because he wasn't throwing it in Houston, as we all recall. But you're right, there were ground ball outs that were going on. And that's what he induces, especially at this point in his career with his age, as we know, in his mid-30s, I believe 36 off the top of my head. But all of that said, you know, that was a typical outing for him. Like, that's what I wanted to see. Not only that, it was a quick outing. He was hitting his spots. That's why the ground ball outs were being induced. I'm good with all of it. I know we are live here from Gallagher Way, so it's a little bit different of a production schedule for us. Do we happen to have that soundbite of Craig Council on Tuesday talking about Ryan Pressly? I think it's worth going back to before we get into talking about what he had to say yesterday after the game. But I agree with you, Marshall. The sexiest stuff is the swing and miss. The sexy is the 100, 101, 102. We mentioned it, of course, with the Brewers' big prospect coming up, Jacob Mizorowski. We've talked about it with Daniel Palencia. I don't mind how it was deployed. The biggest concern to me is that if Daniel Palencia and Ryan Pressly don't have a problem, then I don't have a problem. Some pitchers will tell you they prefer to throw a certain inning. But in this case, with what we've seen, I don't get the indication based on results that either care.
I think the lack of entitlement is a good thing for the Cubs bullpen. I mean, Daniel Palencia has only been in save situations just recently. So it's not like he has this, well, I've been the closer for all this time, I should be the closer. Now, different for Ryan Pressly in that when he was brought over in the trade from the Houston Astros, he was told he was being brought over to be the closer. That's why he waived his no trade clause.
Right.
But if you're going to go out there, yeah, if you're going to go out there and your strikeouts per 9 innings are not going to be double digits, and they're going to dip all the way to 5.5 strikeouts per 9, that's not closer stuff. And when we talk about the Cubs making a playoff push, and we talk about the future, a.k.a. this postseason coming up, you want to make sure you have guys at the back end of your bullpen that when guys get on base, you're not able to score on a ground out or necessarily a sacrifice fly, because your guy has a good chance of going ahead and striking that guy out.
But let's look at even how the pitching staff was deployed yesterday. I think that's a good example. So you had Jameson Taillon go 6 1/3, which I feel like is just typical for him now as we talk about him.
Quality start. Six straight quality starts now for Jameson Taillon.
You can't argue with the results. You just can't. Six and a third for Jameson Taillon. He gives up two earned runs on four hits. He has two walks allowed, seven strikeouts.
Can we talk about the seven strikeouts real quick, though?
Yes, because we can.
Because some of those strikeouts, whew, nasty stuff. Like called strikeouts where he's just dropping in the slider at the bottom of the zone. He's hitting the corners on both sides, left and right side, depending on who was at the plate. I was really impressed by Jameson Taillon's composure. And I'm not surprised because he's been able to do this all throughout his career. The Pirates know that's where he played the first 4 years of his big league career.
So,
but he was just phenomenal. And I think in a time in which they need a guy like that, Jameson Taillon has stepped up in that spot.
So as I was going to say, deploying the pitching staff the way they did, Jameson Taillon, then you had Brad Keller get his 10th hold of the year, and I'm typically not a hold person, but when you've got 10 of them already this season, that is statistically significant to me. So he goes two-thirds of an inning. He issues one walk, two strikeouts. Then you bring in Daniel Palencia. Daniel has an inning that he throws, as we've seen. We talked about it. Was the eighth inning. And then you see Ryan Pressly go out and earn his fifth save of the season. That's save number five of the year. So as I understand, we've got that audio from Craig Counsell. Let's go back in time to Tuesday on with Mark Grody and Anthony Heron at the time and listen to what he had to say about Pressly then.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ryan deserves a ton of credit here for how he's bounced back. You know, if you look at his season, he's had one bad inning. And, you know, that inning resulted in some changes on our end. And he's put up zeros ever since. And just it's just a lesson, man, to all of us as to like what it means to be a professional and how this game can it's going to knock you down. Are you going to stay down or are you going to get back up? And he chose, you know, this metaphors, I guess, but he chose to get back up and battle his tail off and get better. I think health and get healthier along the way. And you know, you look up now, and he's doing a heck of a job, and he's a really important member of this bullpen.
Yeah, I mean that's where I'd start with the game tonight for sure. They did a heck of a job again, and they've been locked in and doing great. And this is where, you know, in this series, kind of just getting them some rest, kind of before this series on the first leg of the part of the road two series of the road trip has been big because they've had to work hard these first two games, but they're pitching really well. I mean, Ryan Pressly, Theobar, like they're just you know, they have Chris Flexen, and they've been outstanding.
So I think what we heard put together was that Pressly or was that Craig Counsell talking after that game on Tuesday? Okay. So I wanted to go back to even just what we heard on Tuesday afternoon, even before that game on Tuesday, because even based on that alone, I was thinking to myself, based on what we've seen and based on how I heard Craig Counsell talk about him, I wouldn't be surprised if they were deliberately working him back to a ninth inning situation. And that opportunity came. So that's what Craig Counsell had to say. He prepared us in his own Craig way. Also, I like that he used a football analogy for Anthony Heron, Marshall. Fall down six times, get up seven. I think technically you're getting up as many times as you fell because you were upright to begin with, but I feel it.
Is that – that's from that Dwayne Wade commercial, right? Where
well, and then it became everybody. Commercial? It became yeah. TikTok. It became YouTube. It became Instagram.
But you're right. How do you fall down six times and get up seven? Wouldn't you fall down six times and get up six? Yeah,
yeah. You've really fallen down fewer times unless you stayed down, and then it's even times. So I don't necessarily know.
Sometimes I just stay down, Layla.
Me too, man.
Yeah, just I'll take a nap or something because sometimes it's just not worth getting back up.
This is the nap science for Marshall Harris. But the point is, he got back up.
Yes.
So that's the important part here. And not only did he get up, he started sneaking his way back in to the end of the game. As we mentioned, there was a little bit of creep there. So then it concludes last night with save number five of the season. And then it's what he said on the marquee post-game show on the field with Cliff Floyd and Cole Wright that really made me take some notice. So let's listen to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, you know, trusting the catchers behind us, you know, defense behind us.
Yeah.
You know, getting out there and getting your early work in, you know, that one outing that I had was kind of a wake-up call. And, you know, you never want to have that outing again. So, you just want to go back out there in the bullpen and try to work on things as best you can. You know, try to get a routine down, mix in some more things, maybe go look at your approach, watch some film. But for the most part, you know, I just wanted to, you know, see what Tommy had to say, see what Skip had to say, and work with everybody down there and be open-minded. And, you know, that's just the best way I can do it.
Listen, this man has pitched in 28 games this season. He's given up earned runs in three of those appearances. Now, one of those appearances, he gave up eight.
But the snowman, if you will.
Yes.
Usually we're talking about that in golf.
But to hear him talk about the approach there, I think he understands where he is, not only in his career individually. He doesn't have the same stuff he had, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years ago when he was getting the last out for the Astros in a World Series. But also, he understands that his role on this team this season, what it needs to be in order to contribute, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to be the player that the Cubs need him to be this season as they make a push.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Really nice article from Bleacher Nation talking about the mix of pitches that he's been using as well. And they point out that Presley, after that blow up against the Giants, he was throwing his fastball 33% of the time at that time, and his slider 28.7%. So since that game on the 6th, his fastball usage is now at 45.7%, and his slider is only being thrown 11% of the time. That pitch mix, as we know, is sometimes all you need to kind of get back on track. He talked about watching film. I think I had more faith in him getting back to where he wanted to be despite his age and despite how he was deployed previously in Houston, because he's got the resume. He had earned it to that point. It was so early on in the season, and the Cubs were doing so well, that you at least owed it to him to try to get back into the place that he wanted to be. The risk was low at that point based on the possible reward.
I think the biggest thing for him is, as he aged, the ingredients changed of what he was capable of doing. It's like if you have this favorite thing that you make, like you're a baker, right? You make this favorite thing, and you live in Alabama. You know all the ingredients. You go to the store. You know what you got to get. You know exactly how to make it. You've been making it for years.
White swan flour.
But then you move to California. Guess what?
They don't have that flour anymore.
They don't have the same type of stuff. So now you got to do a little bit of this and a little bit more of that, and you got to figure it out. And some bad batches happened. He had a bad batch in that game against the Giants when he gave up the 9 runs. But then he was able to say, okay, let me workshop this and figure out exactly what I need to do. And I love his approach in doing this, because it's led him to talking to offensive players to say, what are you seeing in what I've got going on? Here he is after the game last night talking about how he reached out to hitters on his own team, like Ian Happ, to figure out what was going on.
On the score.
I had Happer write a, you know, a full report on me and see what a hitter thinks on me and stuff like that. So, you know, position players help pitchers too. So I, you know, can be thankful for my teammates and, you know, helping me in a really bad situation, I guess.
So did he volunteer that, or what was this report that he
did? No, he's already got a lot on his plate, you know, trying to get ready for the game, and I added a little bit extra to see if he could help me, and he did, and he pulled me off to the side and he helped me out a lot.
And so he kind of just, it's so interesting, because so you wanted a glimpse at maybe what was not.
Yeah, I wanted to see what, you know, hitters got to prepare for pitchers too, right? So, I mean, you know, when I get a report on me and, you know, I can kind of see what I've been doing and what, you know, my tendencies were. And I think we got, you know, a little happy with one pitch in particular, and now we just got to mix everything in now.
So there it is. I think he probably thought he was throwing his slider too much, and now we've seen the change in the fastball. Shout out to Michael Cirami of Bleacher Nation for that.
I love for him specifically that he's been able to fix it, because a lot of guys would have this type of outing and they might spiral and not be able to come back. But he's showing you where he is, not only mentally but also physically, and that he's able to fight back and be a competent member of this bullpen, even if he might not be the best member of the bullpen from a talent stuff, a stuff, if you will.
And what do you think about the locker room, too, when you hear the clubhouse helping each other out like that? That is why having veterans in a room can be so important, because his experience, he's not afraid to go to Ian Happ and ask. And then Happ, of course, talks to us about how much he hates pitchers all the time.
Well, yeah.
But then he's able to say, here's how I'm attacking you. Just having that extra set of eyes that isn't sometimes a coach, how it can just help somebody mix in other things. I think that was a really cool point he made.
I would have loved to be a fly on the wall for that specific conversation where he asked Ian Happ for help, and Happ's looking like, come on, man, I got stuff to do. But you know what? He's like, hey, this will make our team better. This is good. We want to win. We need Ryan Pressly to be good if we want to win.
And what did we see in exchange? Save number 5 of the season. You know, fall 5 times, save 5 times. We'll figure it out eventually. We have more to come here from 670 The Score, Gallagher Way. We are live as people are getting ready for the game. A nice little crowd is joining us as well. And we are going to have a special guest come next. John Boogshami of Marquee Sports Network. We love to hear his call, and he always has a great cause this time of year. Find out how you can get on board and also help, and we'll talk some ball with John, too. That's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Boogshami, Cubs play-by-play man for the Marquee Network.
Oh, did he get it? PCA. Down the line, and it's gone. Swing and a drive. Right field, way back. Way on top. Kyle Tucker. High fly ball out towards left center field. That one back on his way, and it's gone.
Here we go.
Carson Kelly, have a day.
I wasn't aware this was Redhead Day. What about you, a gift to celebrate?
And it is, in fact, World Redhead Day. Ma'am? Happy World Redhead Day.
Be kind to your redheaded friends.
Yeah, man. Leave the gingers alone. Good people.
John Shambi on 670 The Score.
Now that's how you open it up as we broadcast live from Gallagher Way. It is Rahimi and Harris on The Score, and we are thrilled to have John Shambi, the baritone, the red hair, and the incredible sneakers, because you know his collection is on point. We got some silver sneaks today. John Shambi, yeah, let's start with that. You always have a great sneaker collection. I always like hearing about what you got on.
These I found online. I had to do some hunting. Again, part of my sneaker love started because it's a bit of a scavenger hunt. I'm 6'1", but I'm size 15.
Hey.
So sort of like I feel like eventually I'm going to hit that growth spurt. Still feel like I probably will play in the NBA as like 6'8 power forward. But until that happens, it's hard for me to find shoes. So it becomes this thing. It's not as easy as I like those, I want those. It becomes I like those, and then I have to go search for them, and that's how it started. So today, I mean, to be honest, these are straight up just dig me, like look at me, but I like them.
That's okay.
And they're Jordans.
The attention is appreciated. As somebody who used to sell shoes for a living, athletic shoes specifically, and we've come so far, so long in terms of how we get the 14-plus audience their shoes. Because it used to be like, this is what's available. But now, because of the internet, you can find pretty much anything if you're willing to, as you say, go on that treasure hunt.
No question. So that's, we pick stuff out, and I try and have some fun. It's funny because every once in a while I'll wear shoes and I'll punt, and I'll have somebody just walk up to me and look down at my shoes and then just, like, shake their head like, what's up, man? I was hoping you'd deliver with something today.
Wow.
And usually then I'll say, look, you know, they expect you to zig. You got to zag.
I do always love talking about it, though, because I feel like it is such a part of culture in sports. And love always hearing you on the call. Love that there's a combination of now Cubs notary people when it comes to you, the ginger, on the Cubs play-by-play staff. And then we also have Justin Turner. And I laugh because I'll go back years to a question that the great Vince Scully asked Justin Turner about the report that had come out about 10 years ago that redheads were going extinct.
Yeah. Untrue.
And Turner was like, well, you know, I think he said his wife is also a redhead, so they were hoping to help extend the streak a little bit farther in genetics. It became a thing.
It did become a thing. Here's the worst part for me is I ID as a ginger, but let's be honest, I'm getting older and grayer, and so the intercept point, I'm now, my hair color is a little different, and I've had multiple times somebody described me to a friend, hey, I met your friend, blah, 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 the blonde guy. And it's taken us forever because I'm being described as blonde now, and it hurts my soul.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, right?
I feel like gingers fight the battle against gray hair a little bit more well-armed because it takes longer for the gray to set in.
That's
for
right.
a ginger.
So it also blends in better. Like, as somebody who has black hair and also gray hair, it's not easy. I will point that out.
It's a very harsh line.
That's another segment for us, Layla. We'll address that another time.
Let's talk about this baseball team, the Cubs, right now. And this I've been pointing to this series specifically, not just because Paul Skenes is in town. Great matchup today, by the way, against Cade Horton. But, like, I feel like you really need to make something happen to spring forward this weekend, because after this, the grind goes back to being the grind, if you will, with all these teams that are in playoff hunts and feeling like they have a chance to make something happen as well. No teams at 500 or below after this until you get to the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's a stretch. So I hear what you're saying. I mean, you want to take 3 or 4 from the Pirates, and then, you know, the Brewers and the Mariners come in, and it is from there forward. Yeah, difficult. I think one of the things that's been a positive with this team is they just do today, and they worry about how do we get a win today. Is the wind blowing out? Yeah, then, you know, we're going to swing hard, take lots of chances, and hopefully the homers will come. Is it not? You know, last night was a good example. The wind was not blowing out, and yet they still collected a couple of homers. What's been fun is that this team has multiple ways to score, so when it's not so easy to get the two people on and hit it over the wall – they'll steal bases. They're aggressive with their base running. They're athletic. I think they've been fun to watch. I keep making this point, and I don't know that in real time people process it this way. Teams that step on the plate a lot are fun to watch. You watch a team score a lot, you're like, I like that team. I mean, seriously. So that's one of the main things that's been fun about this team, and they could do it in a bunch of ways.
One of the things that we wanted to touch on, but we ended up talking a lot about just Ryan Pressly getting back to the ninth inning, was also PCA gets a day off, and here he is swinging at something Marshall joked was over my head. And you're going, how did you make contact with that? He does it low. He does it high. Comes in after his first day off of the season and is able to do that. How do you describe what you're seeing when it comes to what he's doing at the plate?
It's been amazing. And, I mean, look, these are not wall scrapers that he hits as well. He's super, you know, the phrase you hear a lot, he's super twitchy. You know, he's really athletic. When the NBA draft combine was here, I ran into a bunch of college basketball coaches who are huge baseball fans, and they were all like, man, that kid in center field, I'd like to see him on a basketball court. And you could just see the athleticism, you know, that he has. So I think the slug has taken us all by surprise. He's only 23 years old. I don't think anybody anticipated that he was going to hit for this type of power. Everything else you thought, the defense, the running, et cetera. But the power has been unbelievable. And as you mentioned, to be able to make contact and deliver slug on pitches that are in his eyes and pitches that are near his shoes, it's pretty wild.
Do you think that makes it harder for pitchers because they don't know? It's almost like he's unpredictable in terms of what he will swing at. And also, not just that he'll swing anything, but he can actually hurt you with some of these pitches. You're like, this is a safe pitch to throw to try to get him to chase. And yes, he just chased it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, so I don't think that there's any question. Look, to me, if I put my nerd hat on and you told me anonymous player X, and the first thing you're going to tell me is he has the highest swing rate in baseball, and then the next thing you're going to tell me is he has the third highest chase rate in baseball, and we'd stop there and you'd say, okay, so what do you think about this player? My first thought would be no.
Wow.
Would not be a fan. But ultimately, his ability to make contact in zone and out of zone is really special. And to answer your question, yeah, I think it makes it really difficult for pitchers because they're just not sure. You can throw him a non-strike and he can waffle it. You throw him a strike and he can waffle it. Yeah, it makes it hard.
We're talking to John Bugshamby. He's the play-by-play announcer for the Cubs on Marquee Sports Network. You can hear him far and wide across our nation. And you've been using your platform ever since I've known you, over a decade, for a wonderful cause, and it's something that I know means a lot to you, and it means a lot to us when we hear you talk about it and what we've seen. This Sunday, June 15th, is Lou Gehrig Day at Wrigley Field. You can participate in the Lou Gehrig Day auction, bid on items like game-used Cubs jerseys, and much more. Now that's at Cubs.com/auctions. Cubs.com/auctions is the address. Net proceeds benefit Project Main Street. I know that this is something that means a lot to you. What do you think of just how Cubs fans and baseball fans all over the country have given back to this? And what do you want people to know about your work?
So the first thing is, when I got this job, one of the first things I said to the Cubs and the folks at Marquee was that this is something that's important to me. It ended up being my first year was the first year they did Lou Gehrig Day. I can't say enough nice things about the way the Cubs immediately supported my want to raise awareness and raise money for patient care. That's what Project Main Street does. My connection is a childhood friend of mine, Tim Sheehy. We met when I was 7 years old, grew up in New York City. He's a real good college soccer player. He was diagnosed with ALS in 2005. And he died in 2007. And in the middle, we made Project Main Street to, you know, help people out. And I loved that I get a chance to mention Tim, to think about Tim and smile, and then try to connect and help people. But also just to raise awareness. I just think that there are so many people that don't know about this disease, that it's 100% fatal, which is crazy. And so for Sunday, we have the auction, a couple of highlights on the auction items. PCA is kind enough. We designed some special spikes he's going to wear, and then we're going to auction them off. And I think he's going to sign them. I just found out that Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, he got the whole band to sign a guitar, and we're going to auction that off, which is pretty amazing. Play-by-play for a half inning in the Marquee booth, tours, game-used jerseys, as you mentioned. And then thanks to the guys at Obvious Shirts, they do the End ALS shirts that kind of have that Run DMC vibe to them. So, you know, all that, the money goes to directly to people dealing with ALS. So that's basically how we've been doing it.
And for people who don't understand Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and what it is, I've met people. And when I was in Philadelphia for 11 years working with the Phillies, they're really big.
That's
their ALS festival.
Yeah, we just were there for it. Yep.
That we broadcast live from and everything. And you would see these people year after year. Someone gets diagnosed, and you see them the next year, and you can just see how debilitating the disease is.
And you see the decline, right?
They're gone.
Yeah.
And it's just so amazing that a disease can do so much, and there really has been little headway in terms of finding a
cure. That is
true.
Yeah, it's really, really unfortunate. So again, you know, we're in 2025. The idea that we still have a disease that's 100% fatal, is really disappointing. And I think just my fantasy would be, as much as I'd love to raise money for Project Main Street, I would trade every dollar that we could raise if next year all 30 or all 15 stadiums had people wearing NDALS shirts, every person in there, just for the messaging. Because I just think if you go out here and you were to ask people what is ALS, I think that too many of them would have no idea. And so we're just we're farther away than with other diseases. And I think that the awareness component is really, really crucial.
It does matter. It goes back to the ice bucket challenge. Right. That was the first way a lot of people heard. Obviously, it's near and dear to Chicago sports fans' hearts, of course. I think of baseball fans because I just love Sarah Lang's work, and I have for a long time. And I know that there has been progress made as far as time that people have gotten.
A little more.
If they have ALS since that ice bucket challenge, it did make a difference for people's quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, again, the Ice Bucket Challenge is founded by Pete Frates, who was a Boston College baseball player. I was fortunate enough to get connected with Pete and his family. Towards the end, I would be doing Sunday night baseball games in Boston, and he would come in his wheelchair and just sit in the back of the booth and put headphones on, and I talked to him between innings. He lost his battle in 2019, and you know, the Ice Bucket Challenge raised over $200 million, but there's a lot more that needs to be done. There's no doubt.
Unfortunately, a drop in the bucket. John Shambi, anything else you want people to know while we have you about what goes on this weekend?
I appreciate it. Again, if you can get involved in terms of the auction, that's great. If you want to buy one of those NDALS T-shirts, that's awesome. And then I guess the one other thing is you can go to projectmainstreet.org. Any donation helps. You know, if you can donate $10. Again, it goes directly to people that are being affected. The cost associated with this disease, it's incredible how much healthcare does not cover. So, you know, round and round it goes. Every little bit helps. So thanks, you guys.
Thank you. John Boogshami, always good to hear you. He's got the call with Jim Deshays. And who's on the sideline today for
it
you guys?
It is Elise Menneker.
Elise Menneker. I know I've seen her a lot do pregame and postgame. Good crew on Marquee Sports Network and kind enough to take the time to talk to us about a litany of subjects. We love it. It's like a baseball broadcast.
Thanks
all
so much, John.
It's
we
great to see you guys.
Again, one more time, if you are interested, and it is a wonderful cause, cubs.com/auctions. obviousshirts.com. That is where you can help with this great cause. We will talk some more baseball because there was a big, big message sent once again by the White Sox. Andrew Vaughn, gone. We discuss it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at some of the underlying work that he's done, I mean, there's a little bit of unluckiness in his game. You know, he would square up the ball, you know, from time to time and get hits, get big hits. You know, I think at this point, though, you know, we can't just rely on the expected numbers. I think, the level of production that we need to see out of him and that position needs to be better. And so, you know, there's some physical adjustments that can be made, and you know, we're going to dive into that.
That was Chris Getz talking about his now former first baseman, Andrew Vaughn. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We are live coming to you from Gallagher Way as we get you ready for Cubs baseball, Cubs and Pirates in the second game of that series coming at 1:20. Pre-game is at 12:30. And we got the news right before the show that the Andrew Vaughn era of White Sox baseball has come to an end. Vaughn traded with the Brewers in exchange for a pitcher who has quite the resume in Aaron Civale and cash. And already Vaughn was assigned to AAA Nashville. Now there's a couple of pieces that are of note in this when it comes to the background. Number one, Civale had requested a trade from the Brewers when he got sent to the bullpen.
Yesterday.
That's
quick work right there. I want to be traded. Oh, you know what? That ain't no problem. No. A day later, you're gone?
Yeah, that was a pretty quick response. And then we also saw that the Brewers called up their top pitching prospect, Jacob Mizorowski, who proceeded to throw straight gas in his debut, topping speeds of 101 miles an hour consistently. And his slider was a cool 96 miles an hour. So they said, you want to be out of here? No problem. They traded him for somebody who had the second worst B-war in Major League Baseball at minus 1.6.
That's Andrew Vaughn's number? Minus 1.6?
It was at the big league level.
Listen,
then he got demoted last month, as we know, to Charlotte.
Andrew Vaughn, the numbers he put up as a White Sox are not the most concerning numbers. The most concerning numbers are 2019 number 3 overall draft pick. And this is what you got out of him. He's a guy who never became what you thought he was going to be, which was a good first baseman, a power-wielding first baseman, a right-handed bat in the White Sox lineup. He became an albatross in that lineup. And when they finally did send him down, it was an announcement. Now they make another announcement. And really, this is a really shrewd and prudent trade by Chris Getz and company, because now you get Aaron Civale, you throw him into your rotation. If he does well, say, the route of Adrian Houser, if he does something like that, you flip him at the deadline, you get more lottery tickets. This is what the White Sox should be doing going forward.
It's a savvy pickup for the White Sox, because he clearly needed a change of scenery. Well, he's going to get to start for the Sox if he wants, that's for sure. Civale turned 30 yesterday. He's pitched in the major leagues with Cleveland, so he's faced the Sox a time or two. Tampa Bay and Milwaukee, as we mentioned. But yeah, the timing of how he asked for the trade and then the trade indeed happened, and it was for Andrew Vaughn. We talked about messages sent and how Andrew Vaughn's demotion was definitely one. Well, all of the messages were sent in this move when it comes to both teams.
But also, this could be a move that you see be the forebearer of a bigger move with Luis Robert Jr. Somebody taking a chance on him, like obviously the Brewers are taking a chance that they can rehab and revitalize Andrew Vaughn, starting at AAA. But if he comes up and contributes at the major league level, this is a win-win situation for both of these teams.
We say it all the time in the NBA, and we probably don't say it enough in baseball. You know, Theo was always the big change of scenery is good for athletes guy. Of course, he built his teams based on that motto. But it is about fits. And in this case, when the Brewers, who are very much battling for top spot in the division, want to make a move like that, I think it sends a big message. They don't care. They don't care that they need somebody talent-wise or that they need that resume. They're going to make sure that they're going to get somebody who may produce for them in some way, shape, or form later. One of those ace in the pocket type of things, I think. Andrew Vaughn, I know that's a stretch to maybe call him an ace in the pocket, but when you consider that you might need his batter, at least the depth, I understand the process.
How about it's a card in the pocket, and we don't know what it's going to be, but hey, it's nice to have an extra card.
It's a card.
I don't know the value.
Ace, maybe we'll debate that. Sure.
It's a scratch-off, and you know, scratch-offs, sometimes they pay out nothing, but sometimes you get like a free $2. You know,
last line of the scratch-off card with this lottery ticket.
But if you go like lottery tickets and, you know, if you get like certain numbers right, you get like $2. You're not getting the billions in the jackpot. But, hey, at least I got some of my money back that I spent on these lottery tickets. That's
also
the way they're looking at this.
But if this works out for the White Sox, that's big for them. And it's big for me financially because I get the dollar from the 46.5 win total. They need a pitching help.
I think you're going to get your dollar from the 46. Now, I should go ahead and pay you in advance. Did you pay Robbie yet?
No. I have $1 for him, and I haven't.
So I'm the only one out of the three of us, the trio, Ray, Layla, Marshall. I'm the only one who's actually paid Robbie his $2.
I'm a city girl. I don't walk around with cash in the city. You know, that's kind of my MO.
I'm good for it.
You're good for it?
I got it in my pocket.
Okay. All right.
I got that half dollar coin I've got too. What if I pay him in the half dollar coin, a dollar bill, and two quarters?
I don't think that's the move. I don't think that's the move at all. But I do think the move is getting Andrew Vaughn gone out of the organization. There's no longer a question of, hey, White Sox, is Andrew Vaughn going to come back up? You don't have to answer that question anymore. You don't have to worry about Tim Elko, who's also batting under 200. Hey, maybe Andrew Vaughn needs another shot. That's gone. It is no longer part of the possible equation, and that's a great move for a White Sox team that is trying to look forward and not look back.
Hey, they almost tied the Astros yesterday.
Astros.
I'm telling you, I was like, oh, 4-3, that's not bad. I'm like, okay. Mike Tauchman, I see what you did. I'm like, that was almost taking 2 out of 3 against the Astros. Don't talk about that second game where the Astros scored 10 runs. We won't talk about that part.
No, I can't.
But
I can't.
When it came to what I expected them to do in Houston versus what I actually saw, it was an improvement.
So right now they're on pace to win a third of their games. That's 54-108 on the season.
Yeah, listen, I'm not saying they're going to pass like losing 100 games mark. I don't think that they're in the 99 loss territory. I'm not saying that.
But if they were to get there,
that would be big. Think about the amount of games they would improve by year to year if that were the case. You're talking about 40 games.
Listen, they're 1-2 to start the stretch, in which I told you they would finish 500 from now until the All-Star break. They're 1-2. Win 2 out of 3 against the Rangers, who have been a much, much, much more disappointing team than a lot of teams around Major League Baseball. You take 2 out of 3 against them. I think Shane Smith's due up in this series, so the possibility exists that the White Sox could go 500 the rest of the way between now and the All-Star break. And when they do that, I'm going to be like, I told y'all. Y'all didn't want to believe.
Yeah, there are some critical, I think, 6-week stretches for a couple of teams who will really decide many teams' fates with what they want to do, not just their own. I feel like the Rangers are one. Do you guys want to be buyers or sellers at the deadline? Because if you're sellers, you can give a lot to a lot of teams who have resource needs. Or, again, I think the Cardinals. But I'm a little more skeptical about the Cardinals becoming buyers, for sure.
If you are a Cubs fan, you want as many sellers as possible. If you are a White Sox fan, you want as many buyers as possible.
We have more coming up on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We moved up our 5 on it segment because we are anticipating a visit from Crane Kenny. So that will be in the 12 o'clock hour. 5 on it is back with us at 11 o'clock. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.